51 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. I know exactly what your take's gonna be. But I don't know if y'all saw the story. Father buys daughter butt implants for her 16th birthday. What is your take on that? Okay? And don't say it's a cultural thing, because it was a black man who bought his daughter. Because a lot of people are like, oh, black people will never buy their kids that. Hey, you know, that's what's up here, okay? Anyway, you can call me 1-877-727-7746. What's your take? 53 minutes past now. The father buys butt implants for daughter. And look, my daughter wanted a piercing. I'm like, are you serious?
That's so different.
Is it?
It's different.
I think
it's so different. But you know what, Russ? You know, I always wanted boobs.
Me too.
Since you've met me. You met me when I was 19. I was a AAA. And I always wanted boobs. And I used to want a nose job because I got a little hook.
Yeah. But
however,
that's your daddy's nose.
That was my, and that's what I, once my dad passed, I grew. And I'm like, you know what? This is part of who I am. However, I'm glad I didn't get the boob job, because your boob, your body changes. Now, your face might not.
Yeah.
But your body changes.
You,
I finally
set these kids
went up.
Shadow over your lips from your hook.
You know what? It's my face. Who I am. I come from good stock. I take it.
Hey, Tracy, what's your take?
I think the first time somebody grabs her ass, a boy, he better not do nothing.
All right.
I wouldn't get no butt shot.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Michelle from Baltimore. What's going on?
Go ahead, man.
Hello.
Hey, man, listen, man. I think, man, this guy should be locked up. They locking people up for letting their kids play at the playground for, you know, too far from the house, whatever, man. This is ridiculous.
Hey, man, guys are buying their daughter's breasts.
That's Kim crazy. Kardashian says she got them. Kim
Moms
Kardashian and Khloe.
Courtney.
Courtney
got
them.
Courtney got them at 17.
Yeah.
What's your take? Father buys daughter butt implants for her 16th birthday.
This is Janice. Hello?
Yes. Your comment, please.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was 16, oh, my God, I had to beg my daddy to let me wear weave. He was that strict. So now we getting butt implants? Yeah, she's having sex. You might as well let the boys come over.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? He should have bought her a trainer, and they should have done some squats.
Well, okay. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I may be reaching a little bit, but it reminds me of something that's kind of like incestual in a way. I might be reaching. I probably am. Mm. But I just find it very,
it is
very
kind of weird.
It's very strange.
I get what you're saying.
The guy was saying that she had been just, you know, she says she gets ridiculed about her butt. And
tweet, tweet.
But you can change your butt on your own with exercise.
16.
Sweet Tyra says Nicki Minaj needs to deflate her ass so she can be an example that loving your own ass, big or small, is perfectly fine.
What's going to happen when the real big butts go out and y'all got
all that? Yeah, y'all got the...
But oh, that's going to be great.
Okay. I know. I'll be happy.
No, and when you start taking those implants out, you got all that extra skin now.
The doctor's going to be happy.
I mean...
Yeah. Good morning. Hello. Your take.
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I think that he needs to buy her a college degree to go with it, because if not, she's going to end up on 16 and pregnant on MTV.
Tell that. Good morning. What's your take?
Hello?
Yes, what's your take?
I feel like everybody, or like parents and things like that these days, just buy their kids whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And then the kids just end up getting made fun of for it afterwards because it's so outrageous.
They're trying to be their friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's the big deal. You know, I'll be damned if I got Chandler some breast implants and a butt.
Well, it's almost like,
if my dad bought me butt implants when I was 16, nobody would be going for it.
16. Well, you know what it says to your daughter when you buy it? That you're not good enough.
Yeah, what's
Daddy doesn't think you're good enough. So, yeah, you know what? You do need those butt implants. I'll buy them for you.
Good morning. What's your take?
Good job, Russ. This is Paul from D.C. First of all, it's just a stupid answer. But just to be on the safe side and say this, maybe he said it's cheaper than a college education. You know what I'm saying? That's an investment in her ass. You know what I'm saying? So she can get on the pole later on.
Really? Come on. That's her daddy.
Hey, Paul, that's different for you. I'm surprised. Good morning. What's your take? Hello. Yes, what's your take?
I was just calling to say, like, for instance, I have, I should say, a big booty. And to be honest, it brings just unwanted attention. And I'm grown, so to be 16 and then you're going to change it. And I've known people that does that. We talk about them, especially, you know, you're going to have plastic surgery to change your image. Like, you don't like yourself.
Yeah, you're setting up for a lifetime of self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
Further education.